want to share a few things with you here. And the first thing here is I don't have this guy's name, and maybe you guys can come up with it for me. I don't have it. But he is wonderful. He's a state rep in South Carolina, right? And he's in session, and he's having, it's bite six, by the way, and he's having this conversation with other people on the floor of the state house in South Carolina, right? In Columbia. And he's arguing back and forth because the one guy's telling him, hey, why did you trust the experts? You're really going to vote with what your constituents want you to vote? Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I want you to hear this. Roll it.
What you're suggesting is we should listen to the people back home in your district rather than the people at Commerce that have been successful at bringing these mega deals to South Carolina.
Mr. Rutherford, I don't think that you could have espoused a philosophy that disagrees more fundamentally than me. I completely disagree with you, and I think that you believe what you just said. But no, I 100% am going to listen to the people back home who I represent in this House, and you should listen to the 40,000 people in your area and not the bureaucrats at Commerce, and not the lobbyists, and not the multi-billion-dollar international corporations. You should listen to your constituents like I am. So, yes, I will always fall back on the common sense of the wonderful people from Taylor's and Greenville Eastside far more than I will ever listen to unelected bureaucrats, other representatives in here who have been here for far too long and have maybe managed a whole lot of these deals, and far more than I will ever listen to any member out
there.
So,
Mr. Morgan, we don't...
God bless him. I'm going to listen to my constituents. I'm going to listen to the people that voted me in here. I'm not going to listen to you or your lobbyists or your paid notches or the people who have been here far too long. Boy, is he right about that. People have been there far too long that have grown comfortable. They have roots growing out of their rear ends right into their chairs. They've been there so long. Remarkable, really, isn't it? Thought he was great, thought he deserved a chance to be heard here, and now he has. Here's a story. Here's a story that you probably have not heard. Let's see here. Hunter Biden and his partners aided the Chinese Communist Party in a bid to corner the nuclear energy market by trying to secretly sell Westinghouse to CEFC, the Chinese energy giant. Hear that again. Hunter Biden and his business partners tried to secretly maneuver a deal that would have put Westinghouse under the control of CEFC. Using the U.S. face of Westinghouse combined with the economic power of CEFC is the perfect solution to control the global sector, said Hunter Biden's partner, James Gillier. Put that in a strategy memo so they could corner the market in the world. Give China the chance to corner the world nuclear market. Now, Westinghouse is not an American owned for a bit, not completely. And Hunter Biden's association with CEFC dates back 10 years now. Well known, obviously. And the evidence continues to come out. Efforts by Hunter Biden and his partners to help CEFC gain control to oil and gas assets and technology in the U.S., including a liquid natural gas project in Louisiana known as Monkey Island. The fact that Hunter Biden and his team were also working to effect a transfer of a premier nuclear energy tech company to China, just coming into clear focus. This is all available at justthenews.com. This is John Solomon's work here. You can trust it because it's real. Hunter Biden trying to help the Chinese corner the world nuclear market. Lawmakers telling Just the News that the story of CEFC fits a pattern that Hunter Biden was willing to take money from countries and companies that are adversaries of the United States, including trying to help them acquire prize assets. Including assets like the Michigan-based Hennings firm that Hunter Biden helped sell to a Chinese firm, that's H-E-N-I-N-G-E-S, the Hennings firm in Michigan. The transaction deemed so sensitive because Hennig's produced windshield technology for fighter jets, American fighter jets. They produced the windshields. And it had to get special approval from the Committee on Foreign Investment during the Obama-Biden years. The Biden family, all about money, said Andy Biggs. Said that to John Solomon on one of his podcasts. There was no sense of honor, no sense of protection to the country. It was protect the brand and the brand name Joe Biden. So what we're up against, folks. We have a dirty group selling America out at the highest levels of leadership in America. That's what we have today. Being sold out by the highest levels of leadership in America today. And I don't know how we... I don't know how we correct all of these things that are happening. Whether it's an attack on the beef industry and screwing with our food supply, screwing with our nuclear energy technology, screwing with our social media credit score or whatever they call that stuff now, right? I mean, look at it. Every corner you come around, there they are, coming after you and me. It's ridiculous. You can support the American farmer, though. Let me point that out to you. America's farm market. Not survival food, but America's farm market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products, all 100% made in America. Patriot Foods now offering a whole lot of organic options, the best fruits, the best vegetables. So if it's organic you want, Patriot Foods has it for you. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, well, they still got that right now. Lowline Angus beef, Berkshire pork, your family's going to love you for it. You have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer. That's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you could buy the best products from the best farmers in America, American farmers. New sales popping up almost daily. Go to patriotfoods.com, patriotfoods.com, and shop today. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 10% more. Stop by America's farm market at patriotfoods.com.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no, you gotta turn around, start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.